from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. We're bridging the gap between what happens on the field and what happens in the front office. Coming up on today's show, we have another update about the Giants managerial search, and we also have a couple more updates about the Giants GM search. So we're going to talk about those in detail, as well as finally discussing this Bruce Bochy appearance on the Tim Kawakami show on The Athletic. But I think the first and most significant piece of news is the San Francisco Chronicle, Henry Schulman and John Shea, reporting yesterday that the Giants managerial search is down to three finalists, and they're different than who we thought they were. The finalists are, according to Schulman and Shea, Joe Espada, Gabe Kapler, and Matt Quatraro. Espada being the bench coach of the Astros, Quatraro the bench coach of the Tampa Bay Rays, and Gabe Kapler, of course, the former manager of the Phillies and director of player development with the Dodgers before he was the manager of the Phillies. So he was the director of player development for the Dodgers when Farhan Zaidi was the GM. And in fact, Gabe Kapler evidently was there before Farhan Zaidi arrived as the GM and was actually involved in that hire by Andrew Friedman. So clearly a good relationship between Kapler and Farhan Zaidi, and you know, one of these three, it seems, is going to be the next manager of the Giants. And at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if we're getting towards the end of this process. People are starting to get a little restless, but I don't think the Giants care about that. However, we know these guys have each had multiple interviews, and so there's really not too much more that can be left to determine, except maybe they want to have a general manager in place first who can get a chance to talk to these guys as well. So it all kind of ties together, and it even includes Bruce Bochy, which we're going to discuss later on in the show. But switching gears to the Giants GM search, we have Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, not a local guy, reporting all three names that are now linked to the Giants in this search. We don't have any other news coming out from anybody, so it's the only guy connected here, apparently, in terms of the Giants GM search is Ken Rosenthal. Rosenthal, of course, is fantastic at breaking news. But on Twitter over the last couple of days, including two updates today, Rosenthal reporting that Scott Harris, Cubs assistant GM, is among the candidates for the GM opening. And then today reporting that Pete Pitaila, I'm probably butchering that last name, it's P-U-T-I-L-A, is another candidate. He's the Astros farm director. And finally, the last name here is Kevin Graves, the Pirates assistant GM, who was elevated to interim GM when the team fired Neil Huntington earlier this offseason. So Rosenthal notes twice that it's unclear where the Giants are in this search and how close they are to a conclusion. So to me, this is the search that actually may be on more of a timeline than the managerial search, because the offseason has officially begun. Free agency is open. And the Giants aren't just going to be allowed to swoop in and steal another team's top executive too late into the offseason. There are windows of time when these hires can be made, and the Giants, at some point in the next couple of weeks, are going to be pushing it too far. And that's ultimately why they didn't end up hiring a GM last offseason, because Farhan Zaidi was brought in early November, and they would have had to start this process, and he was obviously busy with a lot of things, and they decided to just push it off. And I've been criticized for saying that it was late in the offseason when Farhan Zaidi came in, and that's why they didn't hire a GM. But it is late. I mean, it's early, but it's late. You can't just start looking for a GM in mid-November, because teams aren't just going to let you take their high-ranking people too deep into the offseason, because those people are a crucial part of their operation, and they're going to potentially need to replace them as well. So you just can't be taking your sweet time. So if I had to guess, I would say that this probably gets done in the next week or so. But at the same time, they've also said that they're not going to hire someone just to hire someone, and they have to find the right fit. So Farhan Zaidi, capable of, you know, being the president of baseball operations and also acting as the general manager. That's what he did for the entire 2019 season and 2018 offseason. But, you know, definitely I'm sure it could use some help. And we haven't had a lot of updates, but finally we're getting some names. I don't know if this is a comprehensive list. I would imagine that it's not, considering they reportedly interviewed about 10 people for the managerial opening. So anyway, it's tied together because, you know, a GM and a manager are going to have a close relationship. And so I think there's probably a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, potentially coordinating between managerial candidates and GM candidates. You know, some of the managerial candidates are reportedly being talked about to finalists as potential coaches on the major league staff. So there's a lot probably going on, even though it seems like there's not much going on. Anyway, coming up in the second half of the show, we'll continue to have this discussion and talk about Bruce Bochy's role in the process, which he elaborated on in a podcast with Tim Kawakami not too long ago on The Athletic. So that's all coming up next. But first, we talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. And try it, it's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, just want to continue to talk about the Giants' managerial search and the GM search and the involvement of Bruce Bochy, which we didn't really think would be a thing, but apparently it is. So the full story is that Bochy was on the Tim Kawakami Show, which is a podcast on The Athletic, and we referenced it earlier in the week, talking about how Bochy wanted to clarify those statements he made on Sirius Radio with Christopher Russo when Bochy said that he basically intended to manage again after taking a year off in 2020. So just to repeat what he said there, Bochy basically said he was caught up in the moment of the postseason and he just was kind of kidding around, and that he still doesn't know how he's going to feel and react to not showing up to spring training and not being a manager for the first time in a very long time for him, which is understandable. But, you know, on that podcast, there was a lot more than just that conversation. And Bochy talked about what his relationship was like in 2019 with Farhan Zaidi, whether it met his expectations or exceeded his expectations, what he thinks is the most important quality for a new manager to have. And then he outlined his involvement with the process, thanks to some good questions by Kawakami. So I just thought it was interesting when Bochy talked about whether or not the relationship with Zaidi met or exceeded or was worse than expected for Bochy. And he said it exceeded his expectations and that they were very involved and had a constant dialogue going. And whenever Bochy wanted to do something, they wanted to talk it out and just talk through the process no matter what. And Farhan Zaidi would come to him saying, how do you think this move is going to affect the clubhouse? So they had a good working relationship. And Bochy also repeated, which we've heard him say before, that Farhan ultimately let Bochy be in charge of the decisions that fall under the manager's jurisdiction. So lineup construction, bullpen usage, it was ultimately up to Bochy, but Farhan did want to have a conversation about the thought process, and that's perfectly understandable. So then when asked about the quality that the new manager must have, Bochy said, which we all know, but it was just interesting to hear it from an outgoing manager, that the position of manager of a major league team has become far more of a collaboration than it was in the past. It used to be that, you know, the front office would just get you the players and then stay away, and the manager would essentially just do whatever he wanted and manage the people and make the strategic on-field decisions. But it obviously makes sense, especially when you have cutting-edge strategies and, you know, roster usage techniques, that it's going to become more of a collaboration. And that's exactly what has happened over the years. And so Bochy said that the new manager has to be able to communicate with both sides. And that's exactly what Farhan Zaidi said in the press conference when he talked about what he was going to be looking for in the new manager. So Bochy was basically just saying that, you know, the changes in the game, and he called them good changes and changes for the best and necessary changes. But, you know, whether it's an opener or a different type of lineup construction than what players are used to, or a different bullpen usage than what players are used to, whatever the case may be, the manager has to be able to buy in and get the players to buy in and be able to effectively communicate with the players and get them to not complain about it and not misunderstand what's happening. And so we saw some of that boil over last year with Derek Holland talking about he has no idea what the front office is doing. So the new manager has to be able to make the players understand and buy in. And we do see that around the league. It's not every team that has disgruntled veterans who don't understand modern changes to the game. You have teams like, you know, Tampa Bay. They're just all in on what the Rays are doing, and it leads to a great result, and they have great team chemistry, and they win 90-plus games despite not having a lot of players that most people know about. So it is possible, and that is the heavy burden of whoever the new manager is, to get this group that's so used to things being done a certain way to buy into a change in philosophy here. And lastly, just thought it was super significant, Kawakami asked Bochy about his involvement, whether he's talked to any of these guys who are candidates to potentially become the new manager. And Bochy said yes, he has talked to them. He's talked to them on the phone, and it seems that he is involved in the process. I doubt he has a serious, like, final say type of authority, but he has been involved and he's talking to the candidates. And I think that old school Giants fans might appreciate that he is, you know, still getting to provide input. And I think it's good too, because you want to have as many diverse opinions as you can to form the best possible decision you can make. And who better to know what it's like to be the Giants manager than the legendary Bruce Bochy, who also worked under Farhan Zaidi last year, so knows exactly what it's going to take to be in that role. So anyway, whenever the Giants do finally decide on a manager, just know that Bruce Bochy was involved in the process. So that is all the time we have for today. Coming up tomorrow, we may do a Q&A. We may talk about the automated strike zone coming to minor league baseball. We may talk about this piece in The Athletic that totally botched the Giants' biggest needs in the offseason. It wasn't written by a local guy. It was one guy who wrote the biggest needs for every single team in baseball. So clearly he's a little bit out of touch, but we're going to talk about why he was out of touch at some point, whether it's tomorrow or perhaps pushing it off to next week. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. That's Caspick with two Ks. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.